Kodiak Island Borough Assembly and the Planning and Zoning Commission met last night in a regularly scheduled quarterly meeting, though it had special significance since the recent code revision project was halted by a P&Z vote last month. Borough Manager Bud Cassidy.
And just to be clear, at the last public meeting, they adopted a motion to postpone indefinitely the code update. And in the packet, you have a memo from Director Bob Peterson, and he basically stated that this motion ends the pending code updates as they were presented. So your discussion tonight really with the commission is how you want to proceed. And you've asked the commission here tonight to discuss that very topic.
P&Z Commissioner Scott Arndt said it was never made clear to him what was wrong with the existing zoning and land use codes.
I would really like to see what the problems have been with the existing code over the years that have brought this about. And I know there are some problems, but I can't pinpoint them all, and I expect that, you know, I'd like to see us direct staff to start preparing that as to what proceeded in this code change. And as some of the members have spoke from the public, there are certain pieces of the proposed codes that I could see in actually helping the public. But there was much of it that just wasn't acceptable.
Assemblyman Larry Ledoux said the borough code is designed to help residents to live together, but if it doesn't make any sense, then it's a worthless document.
I really believe the process should begin with what is the problem? That is, what's the problem with our current code? And I don't mean the big code. I mean individual issues. And you answer that question with data. What do we have to tell us that the current code or a certain section of the code is not working? That could be complaints from the public. It could be letters. It could be something that's happening. So no change should occur unless there's a reason for that change.
In wrapping up the work session, Mayor Gerald Friend told the audience that the ball is in P&Z's court and the assembly will act once it hears back from the commission formally.
So just to summarize here, what direction is for us. First, we're going to let P&Z meet and discuss the motion they'd adopted. Then P&Z will probably write a memo and submit it back to the assembly so we don't actually have to have another meeting. You guys kind of give us a gist of what you want. The assembly review and then take it into consideration, and then we'll adopt by motion direction for the assembly. So tasking P&Z with however we would like that wording to come up and task. So that's the direction that I got out of this tonight.
Planning and Zoning Commission's next regular meeting is slated for Wednesday night.